Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, three lines to the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav and Beis at the new Mishnah. So the prior Mishnah, Daf Chav Tesem and Alv, the Mishnah spoke about the chilukim between a woman and a man regarding mitzvahs, and for example, Kol Mitzvah Seh Shehaz Man Grama, Noshima Peturis, and Kol Mitzvah Seh Shehaz Man Grama, Noshima Chayavis, and of course we had various exceptions, and our Mishnah now will discuss various mitzvahs that are noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, and various mitzvahs that would be noig in Chutz La'aretz as well. And once again, and our Mishnah starts with a klal called mitzvah shi'tluya baretz, ein nehagetz ela baretz, any mitzvah which is tolui either in the land of Eretz Yisrael or are relevant to things that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so those mitzvahs are only noig in Eretz Yisrael and what we would call mitzvahs ha'tluyas baretz, v'she'ein tluya baretz, and those mitzvahs that are not dependent on the ground of Eretz Yisrael or things that grow from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and as the Gemara will define them as chayvis haguf, that the mitzvah shebegufay, then as the Mishnah states, nehagetz bein baretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, they would be noig both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. The Tanna Kamma continues on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph and tells us exceptions to this rule, Chutz min Arlo Klayim, aside for Arlo and Klayim, that even though the mitzvahs are tluyas baretz, they will not only be noig in Eretz Yisrael, but they'll also be noig in Chutz La'aretz. And as Rashi says, Shafar pi shetluyas baretz, nehagin ap b'chutz la'aretz, ha'orlo ha'locha v'aklayim medivri seifrim. As we will see on Daf Lamed Chesem Abayis, based on the Mishnah Masechtas Arlo, that the Issa of Klayim is noig in Chutz La'aretz only medivri seifrim and only medrabbanon. However, the mitzvah of Ola will be noig in Chutz La'aretz based on halacha, and will be a machlekes between Shmuel and Ula if this halacha means that it's halacha l'mishum Sinai, and of course that would be a din d'oraisa, or if it's actually a hilkos medina and it's only a minig, even Ola will only be noig in Chutz La'aretz based on a din d'rabbanan or based on a minig. And the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Elazar Imer, Rabbi Elazar argues on a Tanna Kamma, and we will learn our Mishnah like the Maskanas HaGemara that Rabbi Elazar is actually adding on to the Tanna Kamma, and he is coming to be machma on what the Tanna Kamma states, as the Tanna Kamma states that the only exceptions to the rule of mitzvahs hatluyas baretz is Orla and Klayim that are going to be noig in Chutz La'aretz. However, Chodesh is not noig in Chutz La'aretz, and Rabbi Elazar states that not only is Orla and Klayim going to be noig in Chutz La'aretz, but even the mitzvah of Chodesh will also be noig in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. Keep in mind, as you learn the sugya, that according to Rabbi Elazar, L'chayrit should come out, he would hold that even though Chodesh is a produce of Eretz Yisrahl, and therefore it should be a mitzvah hatluyas baretz, and it should only be noig in Eretz Yisrahl. However, midiraisa, it's actually be noig in Chutz La'aretz as well. And at least according to the Shita Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that we will see on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, it should come out. Not only should the mitzvah of Chodesh be noig in Chutz La'aretz on a deraisadik level, the din should be the same. But again, Orla and Klayim, as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai teach us, that once we know that Chodesh is also in Chutz La'aretz on a deraisadik level, and based on the Kal V'Chaimah, the Issa of Orla and Klayim will also be noig in Chutz La'aretz on a deraisadik level. And of course, before we begin the Gemara, let's just mention that although the Mishnah mentioned Klayim, and that is a mitzvah tluy baretz, and it's still going to be also even in Chutz La'aretz, we're not talking about kilei begadim or kilei behema, as certainly those are mitzvah shebegufam, and they're not mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, and therefore there would not be a chiddush that there could be noig in Chutz La'aretz, and the chiddush of Mishnah is referring to kilei akarim and potentially klai zroim as well, as the Gemara will define for us on Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, the issa of klayim will still apply in Chutz La'aretz. Also, Taisus on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis points out from the Yushalmi that L'chayro, if the Mishnah is also talking about those exceptions which are only Isuri Drabbanan and Chutz La'aretz, for example, as we discussed B'degeya Orla and Klayim, so L'chayro, the Mishnah also should have given us another exception, as Chala is a mitzvah Nehegz Ba'aretz, as it affects grain which grows on the ground, and even though the Issa of Chala in Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabbanan, and Taisus explains, Mishani, L'fisha Eina B'Issa Shal Eiv D'Chavim, V'loi Ma'ir Masis and El B'Dvarim, Anoigim B'Yisrael, V'Eiv D'Chavim, and our Mishnah only discusses those Isurim that are Noig, Bein on Dvarim that belong to Yisrael or to Levi Kachavim, since there is no chiyuv of challah from the dough of a guy, therefore the Mishnah did not mention challah. Taisus adds in a nice story to understand about challah. The Rabbanim were geizer that challah is noig in Chutz La'aretz based on the fact that challah seems like a chiyuv saguf. The chiyuv to take off challah happens when you have a dough that was already made by a person, and therefore since it has some human element in it, so it looks like a chiyuv saguf. Therefore, the Rabbanim stated that challah will be also even in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara begins that although when we learned the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah according to Maskanas HaGemara, and we explained what the Mishnah meant when it said Kol mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, or those mitzvahs that are not tluyas baretz. However, the Gemara actually asks, "My tluyah, my she'ena tluyah." What does it mean when the Mishnah stated that there are mitzvahs that are tluyas baretz and mitzvahs that ain't tluyas baretz? The Gemara has a havmina ilayim or tluyah dechsib babia. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz are those mitzvahs where the Torah says a loshen abia, is Rashi's bringing shetala kasa babias haretz, that the Torah was toil the mitzvah in coming into Eretz Yisrael, kegoyin kisavo, as it states in Pashas Kedoshim, b'negei the mitzvah of Allah, v'chisavo al ha'aretz, u'natatam kol yitzmeichol, v'ratam ha'alwasa esperiyei, sholoshayim yil ha'chermarelim lo ye'ochol. And then Rashi brings the second example from the end of Pashas Boy, which is one of the Pashas that we write in our tefillin, that states, v'hoi kibiyach Hashem al eretz ha'ktani, kashinish b'lechov v'la v'sechon nesan alach. The Torah then discusses the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, of Pidya Ben, and the mitzvah of tefillin, and the Gemara continues, v'she'inu tliya, when the Mishnah mentioned that the mitzvahs that ain't tliya bar, it's like Sib Babia, that was referring to those mitzvahs where it doesn't say Losh Nabiya, and the Gemara asked that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah, because by tefillin of Petach Hamor, the Chsib Babia, we just mentioned tefillin of Petach Hamor, where the Torah states the Losh Nabiya in Pashas Boy, in the Pasha of Hayik V'yacha, as the Gemara states, when the Hagen Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutz La'aretz, and the mitzvah of tefillin, and the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, is noyig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, therefore certainly this can't be what the Mishnah meant when it stated that those mitzvahs that are tliyas ba'aretz are only noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Although the Gemara says it, but pshitas that the mitzvah tefillin and petach hamara are noyig ba'aretz but chutz la'aretz, but l'chayr, how do we know that? And Rashi says tefillin eshcha mekamaduchtin that we find in many places in Shas, but Rabbanan Amroi de Bavel, the Manchi tefillin, that the Rabbanan who lived in Bavel would wear tefillin. Therefore, we see that tefillin was noyig in chutz la'aretz. Although in our Rashi we have a parenthesis, but Taisa seems to bring down the rest of the Rashi that state v'chei mitzina b'b'chayrus, and we also find in Masechtas b'chayrus that Rami Bachama was some agurus from Nachman b'Rabbi Yosef that he was in Bavel and he had a petach hamara, so we see tefillin and petach hamara was noyig in Bavel. Tesis yes in Rashi v'im taima dilmum drabana abdi, that how can you actually state that this is not the pshat of Mishnah if maybe the only mitzvah in tefillin and a petach hamara in Bavel was only midrabanan, since it says loshen of kisavo, so maybe midraisa there is no chiyuv of tefillin and petach hamara in Bavel. And Tesis says simply v'yishleim adam mekol makan parach shapir, that certainly the Gemara's question is a valid question, the chiyinam midrabana abdi, that even if it's true that the amorei would wear tefillin and do the mitzvah of petach hamara only on a drabbanic level, mikal makam have a little mister mastisin chutz mitfillin petach hamara, Tanakama should have listed these as an exception to the general rule, and it should have said that chutz mitfillin petach hamara the chosh of all of mastisin, and we mentioned earlier in our mishnah as an exception the mashma b'sam of the elam drabbanan diktanin yoyev lekech, as we will see later that at least according to Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel only is only noyig in chutz la'aretz on drabbanic level, and the divrei akol klaim is only noyig in chutz la'aretz on drabbanic level, and therefore l'chayra, by the fact that the Mishnah mentioned chutz min ha'ol v'klayim, it should have also mentioned chutz min ha'tfilin u'petach hamar. Since the Mishnah did not mention it, therefore it's muchach. Although the Torah used the lashon of kiviyachah b'negei ha'tfilin and b'negei of the mitzvah petach hamar, it's not considered a mitzvah tluya baretz, and it would be noyik in chutz laretz even on a deraisadik level. And other Rishonim they explain differently, and the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, as well as other Rishonim explain based on the Yerushalmi that since the pasuk in Kriyat Shema states v'avatim here me'al ha'aretz ha'teva, and then it says, therefore, it teaches us that the mitzvah of tefillin will also be noig even after we are removed from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we see that tefillin is noig even in chutz la'aretz on the Raisadik level. The Shitalei Noig Lami brings down two pshatim. Number one, tefillin is hookish to Petach Hamara, and by Petach Hamara we know is noig in the midbar, as the pasuk states in Pashas Bamidbar, Ves Behem Salavim Tachas Behemdom. And another makar is that we know that tefillin is hookish to Talmud Torah, as the pasuk states, L'matia Teres Hashem Beficha. Certainly, Talmud Torah is noig in chutz la'aretz on the Raisadik level. Before we continue with the Maskalin Sagamara, let's point out the end of Taisa Divin Maskari Tfilin and Petach Hamara, where Taisa says that how could the Gemara even entertain a Havmina? The mitzvahs Hatluyas Baritz are dependent on where the Torah says Eloshin Abia, or if it doesn't say Eloshin Abia, if Lemaisa, Klayim, we know for certain, is one of the mitzvahs Hatluyas Baritz, as the Mishnah mentioned, Chutzman Arlo Klayim, and B'negei the mitzvah of Klayim, there is no mention of Bia in the Torah, and still we consider a mitzvah Hatluyas Baritz. Based on this question, Taisa understands that even in the Havmina Gemara, the Gemara understood that when the Mishnah stated that there are mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, there are actually two definitions. Either it has a mere mitzvah that's totally in the land, or totally in the piers that grow from the land, or it has to be a mitzvah where the Torah says the Lashon Abiyah, even though the Torah doesn't mention Lashon Abiyah b'negei klayim, but the Maisa certainly, the Gemara understood that klayim is a mitzvah hatluyas baretz, since the issue of klayim is relevant to the land and relevant to the growth that comes from land. As Taisa states, v'yish leimad lo'ilam ha'yedei the mitzvah shechayves hakaka nikris tluyas baretz, af agav leksa b'biyah, el ha'visak daite, the ha'mina of the Gemara was, the af oisa she'in chayves kaka, el chayves aguf, that even those mitzvahs, which are certainly chayves aguf, ikas b'biyah, if it would say in the Torah, lashem b'biyah, having nami nikris tluyas baretz, it would also be considered a mitzvah tluyas baretz, el ha'chi parach, harit tefillin of Petach Hamara, and that's why the Gemara asks for tefillin of Petach Hamara. And the Gemara now continues and explains the term that states in the Mishnah of mitzvahs tluyas baretz, or those mitzvahs which are in in three parts, as Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hachikama. This is what the Mishnah meant to say: Kol mitzvah shechayis haguf nehegas bein ba'aretz parim mechutzlaretz. Any mitzvah which is a chayiv on the guf, then it's noyig in eretz and chutzlaretz, and it's not negayi if the pasuk uses a lashon bio or not. And chayiv is kaka if there's a mitzvah that's tluy ba'aretz and it's based on the kaka or the growth of kaka, then ein nehegas el ba'aretz, and that mitzvah will only be noyig in eretz Yisrael and not in chutzlaretz. And as Rashi explains, chayiv is haguf haynu ein tluy ba'aretz einu mutelis le'al kaka v'le'al gedulai el al gufa shel adam. It's based on a person doing a mitzvah and taking action. Kegoyin Shabbos Tefillin Avedis Kichovim Petach Amor Mila Arayis to Chiyetz Ben. And Chavetz Kaka Rashi brings 10 examples. Shemutels Al Kaka Egedulav Kegoyin Chumas Umaisis Chal Lekat Shikru Peya Shvias Kodesh Orla and Klayim. And the Gemara continues, Minani Mili, how do we know that a mitzvah that's a Chavetz Aguf is Noyig in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz? And what is a mitzvah that's a Chavetz on Kaka that's only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz? And the Gemara brings a Makar from a Sefri, the Tanur Rabbanon, as we learned in the Braisa. The Gemara will now dash in a Pasuk in Pashrei. So let us read that pasuk inside. The pasuk states, "Ela achukim v'mishpatim ashet hishmurun lasis ba'aretz ashenasan Hashem lekeiav v'sechel lechol rishta kol yom mashatim chayim al ha'adama." Sifri dashins, "Ela achukim." These are the chukim. "Ela medrashos." This refers to medrashos, and as the Tosfos Rashi explained, that this refers to yugum umida shatari nedrashos ben v'mishpatim elu hadinim, and mishpatim refer to dinim. When the pasuk states ashet hishmurun zu mishnah, this refers to mishnah, as a person has to guard and learn Torah in order to understand how to do the ma'isim. As Rashi says, "Shemuviel de ma'isa dechsev," as the pasuk says, "Tishmur lasais." And then when the pasuk says lasais zu ma'isa, this refers to actually doing the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. And we now get to the part of the Sefri that's negatas, as the pasuk states, "Ba'aretz ashenos Hashem lekei avasechel chol rishta." Ashmois would be that the only time that you have a chiyuv to perform mitzvahs is only in Eretz Yisrael, and yachal kol mitzvahs kulan lo yunoigin el ba'aretz. And therefore, one may think that all the mitzvahs in the Torah would only be noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Tamloim, therefore, the pasuk ends off kol yom mashatam chayim al adama. And Rashi points out, by the fact that it says that you have to perform these mitzvahs all the days of your life, which mashmah, there's no difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael or if you're in Chutz Laretz, and you always have to keep these mitzvahs. Some Rishonim understand this from the fact that the Torah states al adama, that anywhere you are in this world, and it's not toloi dafkin Eretz Yisrael. The Sefri continues, e kol yom, if you're telling me that you have to perform the mitzvahs all the days of your life, and it doesn't make a difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, yachli noyigim beim Eretz beim Chutz Laretz, you would think the mitzvahs would be noyig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, tam loim ba'aretz. But the pasuk states that the mitzvahs are only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, achash riba kasev amiyat. Now that we have a ribui and we also have a miyat, tzeilam mad mimasha amu b'inyan. So now let's look at what it says in the next pasuk in Pasuk A. The pasuk discusses the destruction of avodah zarah, and the pasuk states, "Abi ta'abdin es kol ha'makayim asher sha'avdu sham ha'goyim asher atem yorshim ha'yisrael es aleihem al ha'harim ha'ra'im im v'al gvois v'sachas kol ha'itranon." Even though certainly the chiyuv to destroy avodah zarah is only in Eretz Yisrael, however, l'maisa, we see that the pasuk talks about the issur of avodah zarah, and certainly the issur of avodah zarah, an issur that pertains in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz Laretz. And as the Gemara states, "Ma avodah k'chavim yuched shechayv esaguf," just like the issur of avodah zarah is a chayv on a person, and b'nai hagas bein ba'aretz bein mechutz laretz, av kol shechayv esaguf nehagas bein ba'aretz bein mechutz laretz. And therefore, we can understand that any mitzvah which is the chayv haguf is going to be noyig in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, and that's what the pasuk means when it says kol yom mashatam chayim al adama. Rashi says that once we notice b'negei avodah zarah, then we know based on one yugam umidays that davar lo minyanai v'nilma mikan the kol chayv esaguf nehagas ap mechutz laretz. But since the pasuk also states that the mitzvahs are noyig ba'aretz, so that is referring to those mitzvahs which are tluyas ba'aretz that will only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the Tanakhama stated, "Kol mitzvah she tluyah ba'aretz in nehegas el ba'aretz." And the Tanakhama then gave us two exceptions, chutz min olu klayim, that although the mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, they're still going to be noyig in Chutz Laretz as well. And then Rabbi Lezer argued in Tanakhama, and he said, "Afa chodesh." And when we learned the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Lezer was machmir on the Tanakhama, and he said that even though chodesh is the mitzvah tluyah ba'aretz, it's still going to be noyig even in Chutz Laretz. However, Agamar starts, "Ibailu," we have the following shayla, Rabbi Lezer l'kula palig or l'chumra palig. When Rabbi Lezer argued in Tanakhama, was he arguing l'kula or was he arguing l'chumra? The Gemara now explains the shayla, l'chumra palig, do we say that Rabbi Lezer is coming to be chalik on a Tanakhama and he's saying a chumra, v'hari kam a Tanakhama? And this is what the Tanakhama stated, chutz min ha'orlu min ha'klayim, the hilchos ha'gemir law, the only exception to the general rule that mitzvah satulis ba'aretz is only noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz is only b'negei ha'orlu and klayim, because either we have halach l'mish m'sinai or it's based on a minig, as the Gemara will discuss on the Aflam Rechesem Beis, and Avagav the Iklamein B'chayv is Kaki, and even though the mitzvahs are three spirits, mitzvahs of Olah and Klayim are still noyig in Chutz Laretz. However, the Tanakhama holds that those are the only two exceptions, Avachodesh Baretz in B'chutz Laretz Lai. However, b'negei in the mitzvah of Chodesh, since it's a mitzvah tluy baritz, it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. My taima, Moshe v'achirush v'yeshiva mashma, as in Pashas Emma, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Chodesh, the Torah states, v'lecha mekoli v'cham alei seichlu ad etzma yem ezeh, ad ha-v'yecham es korban alakechem, chukas ilmu deir hiseichem, b'chol meshvei seichem. The Tanakhama holds that even though it's possible that the word meshvei seichem means that the mitzvah of Chodesh is noig in all your meshavais and anywhere you live, and even if you live in Chutz Laretz, however, the Tanakhama understands that when the Torah states meshvei seichem, it's not telling you that the mitzvah of Chodesh is noig in Chutz Laretz, as since it's a mitzvah at tluy baretz, therefore it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah is telling you that the only time the mitzvah of Chodesh is noig is not immediately when you get into Eretz Yisrael, but it's only going to be noig once you become a toshev in Eretz Yisrael, and once this kibush v'chiluk, and as Rashi states that after Eretz Yisrael, when ischayvu kol yudal shana shaya begulgal shekafshu v'shachoku atchin siyashvu ba v'hikar kol echad shaloi, that the only time that there was a chiyuv of Chodesh is only once Klai Yisrael was settled in the land, and once they already had the full kibush and chiluk, and they already knew where they were living, and they were settled in their homes. And the Gemara then continues to explain the shita Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar is actually coming to be machmir in Tana Kama, for us Rabbi Elazar lemeima, and now Rabbi Elazar states in the Mishnah, af chodesh noyig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz, that even the mitzvah of chodesh is noyig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. My taima moishim b'chol mokim shatim yoshim, as Rabbi Elazar learns, when the Torah states moish v'seichem, it's not telling you that the only time the mitzvah is noyig is once as kibush v'chiluk. The Torah is actually being mechadish to us that even though the mitzvah of chodesh is a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz, is noyig b'moish v'seichem, and is noyig in any place that you will dwell, and it doesn't make a difference if a person is living in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, he still will have the issur of chodesh. Vizeh makes a lot of sense why Rabbi Elazar states afa chodesh, because he's going back on the words of the Tana Kama, and he's saying that although you're saying the only two exceptions as to mitzvah tluy ba'aretz that are going to be noyig in Chutz Laretz is ol and klayim, I'm adding on to that even the mitzvah of chodesh, which is a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz, is also going to be noyig in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara continues, oy duma, what do we say lekula polig, that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Tana Kama is that Rabbi Elazar is actually coming to be mekel. This is the way to understand the machlekes between Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar. V'hochi kama Tana Kama, and this is what the Tana Kama stated. Although most mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz are not going to be noyig in Chutz Laretz, however, chutz min ha'olah v'aklayim, this cloud doesn't refer to olah and klayim, that although the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, they're still going to be noyig in Chutz Laretz, the hilchos gemir law, this will be based either on halacha l'mishmi Sinai, or based on a minig, or based on a din rabbanon, as we will learn on daf lamed chesem beis. Even though the rabbanon do not say this, but the koshkin chodesh, but certainly the rabbanon hold that chodesh would also be noyig in Chutz Laretz, the moisha, because they learned that when the Torah states moish v'seichem by chodesh, kol makom sh'atim yoshim mashma, the word moish v'seichem is teaching us that even though chodesh is a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz, however, it's still going to be applicable in Chutz Laretz, since the Torah states moish v'seichem, and moish v'seichem means any place where a person will live, and the Tana Kama holds that the is of chodesh is applicable even in Chutz Laretz, and the Tana Kama didn't even have to specify chodesh, since it's pashut, since it's a din deraisa, and from a fish b'kra, that's why the Tana Kama only discusses Orla and Klayim, which is either based on Halacha L'Meishu Sinai and not Mefurish in a Pasuk, or it's actually only a Din Rabbanon. Therefore, the Tana Kama only has to speak about Orla and Klayim, which are Chidushim. However, Chodesh certainly is not a Chidush. This is the way we understand the Tana Kama. Then, Ba'asa Rabbi Elazar L'Meimah, then when Rabbi Elazar comes to be Chilik on the Tana Kama, and Rabbi Elazar is telling the Tana Kama that although you're saying that Chodesh is similar to Orla and Klayim, and even though it's a mitzvah Tloy Ba'aretz, it's going to be also even Chutz Laretz. However, I disagree with you, and I hold Chodesh in Neig El Ba'aretz, that Chodesh is only going to be noig in Eretz Yisrael, the Moshev L'Achirush B'Shiva Mashma, as when the Torah states Moshev Seichem, it's actually be Mekel B'Negei Chodesh, and it's telling us that not only is Chodesh only noig in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not even going to be noig the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, as it's only going to be noig after Kibush V'Chiluk. The Gemara now continues that according to this understanding of the Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Elazar is coming to be Mekel in Tana Kama, so in Chayr, the Lashon Rebbe Elazar is a bit shver, as Rebbe Elazar states, Afa Chodesh, and it's Mashma, it's going back on the Rabbanon, and according to this, the word af doesn't make sense, as they're not adding on to the Rabbanon, but he's actually detracting from the Rabbanon, as the Rabbanon said that Orlo Klayim and Chodesh is also even B'chutz Laretz, and Rabbi Elazar is saying that Chodesh is not also in Chutz Laretz, and therefore it's Shvera as to the Lashon Af. And the Gemara answers, Umay Af, Akamaisa, when Rabbi Elazar stated the Lashon Af in the Mishnah, he's not going back on the words of the Tana Kama, but he's going back all the way to the ratio of the Mishnah, which stated, Kol Mitzvah Shi Tluya Ba'aretz in Nehegas El Ba'aretz. Rabbi Elazar is stating that that klal is also relevant to Chodesh. You shouldn't think that this is an exception to the rule and Chodesh is going to be noig even in Chutz Laretz. However, the din of the Mishnah of Kol Mitzvah Shi Tluy Ba'aretz in Neges El Ba'aretz is also applicable to Chodesh, and that's why Rabbi Elazar used the term Afa Chodesh. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a raya that Rabbi Elazar is actually being chaylik on the Tanakhama, and he's being chaylik Hilchul Chumrah, and he's saying that not only is Orla and Klayim going to be Osin Chutzlaretz, but even Chodesh is going to be Osin Chutzlaretz. The Amar Abayas, Abayas stated, Man Tan de Paul Glad Rab Lezer, who is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that's Chalukan Rab Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel, he, that is Rabbi Shmuel. In a moment, we will learn a Brisa, where it'll be Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and the details of the Machlekes are much deeper than we're going to get into, as it's relevant to Rabbama Gdela and Bama Ktana and Dinim that are relevant to the Mishkan that was in the Midbar, as well as Noi V'Givoyin, as well as Gilgal, as well as the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's much more detailed than time elapsed, the details aren't necessarily relevant to the actual Raya of the Gemara. Therefore, we will stick to the basic Pshat of the Gemara and not get into further detail. However, Ayin Rashi, Dibel Maschal HaMetcha, Shekol Mokayim, where Rashi explains this in much further detail. Brisa will be discussing the Din of Niskei Ayin, where the Torah states in Pasha Shlach, in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis, Da'abel Ben Yisov, V'mat Aleim, Ki Savoyu Al Eretz Meshvei Seichem, Hashani Noisel Lechem. The Torah then discusses the Menachos and the Niskei Ayin that a person brings together with every carbon that he brings. So if a person brings a carbon Eilu Shlomim, he brings Niskei Ayin together with that, and the same is true B'negei Karbon Esiba. In regard to the Pesukim of Niskei Ayin, the Torah used the Lashon Ki Savoyu Al Eretz Meshvei Seichem. Now Brisa will now bring a Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, L'lamedcha shekol makom shenamar by Moshev ina alach Yerusha v'yeshiva divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that since B'negei Nesachim, the Torah used Lashon Meshvei Seichem, and as Rashi explains in detail, and as the Gemara will explain on Amud Beis, that Rabbi Shmuel learns that a Yochid never brought to Niskei Ayin until Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and it was Kibush v'chiluk. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel understands that we see from here that any time the Torah uses Lashon Meshvei Seichem, that the Torah is telling you that the mitzvah is only applicable once it was Kibush and Chiluk. Therefore, since B'negei the mitzvah of Chodesh, the Torah states the Lashon Meshvei Seichem, the Torah must be teaching you that the only time that there's a Chiyuv of Chodesh is only once you got to Eretz Yisrael, and only once it was Kibush and Chiluk. We therefore also see that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Chodesh is a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz, and it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael, and not only would it only be noig in Eretz Yisrael, it would only be noig after the Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael for 14 years, and after Kibush v'Chiluk. The Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva responds back to Rabbi Shmuel, Hari Shabbos shenemar by my Shabbos, that we know B'negei Shabbos, that the Torah states the Lashon my Shabbos, v'nehegas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzaretz. Certainly Shabbos is noig even prior to Kibush v'Chiluk, and it's also noig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzaretz, and therefore when the Torah states Leisubaru Eish b'chol meshvei seichem, it must be telling us that Shabbos is applicable in any place that you dwell, and it doesn't make a difference if you dwell in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutzaretz. Therefore, also B'negei Nesachim, when the Torah states b'chol meshvei seichem, it's not telling us that the only time that you're able to do the Niskei Ayin is only after Kibush v'Chiluk. The Torah is only telling us that once you get to Eretz Yisrael, and at that point the Bamis Yochid will be mutar, then the requirement of Niskei Ayin would also apply to Kabbanis Yochid. When the Torah states meshvei seichem b'negei the chiyuv of Chodesh, the Torah is telling you that the Issa of Chodesh is applicable not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in any place that you dwell, and even in Chutz Laretz. And the Brisa continues, Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel responds to Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos mikavol chomer asya, that in the chenami b'negei Shabbos, it states Lashon Meshvei Seichem, although generally the word Meshvei Seichem means that this mitzvah is only applicable once it's Kibush and Chiluk, however Shabbos is noig, even in Chutz Laretz, based on the kavol chomer, the ma mitzvahs kalas the habits bein be'aretz bein b'chutz laretz, that just like b'negei other mitzvahs kalas, which are noig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, Shabbos chamir like Koshkein. Certainly Shabbos, which is so chamor, as we know that there's a chi of skila for someone that's over on an issa of Shabbos, and also we know that someone that's a mumla Shabbos is mumla chol Torah kula. Therefore, Bishmol responds to Rabbi Kiva that certainly b'negei Shabbos, even though it uses the term meshvei seichem, it's still going to be noig in Chutz Laretz as well. Before we continue, let's just point out that the Gemara on Amud Beis will ask that bein according to Rabbi Kiva and sai according to Rabbi Shmol, why does the pasuk b'negei Shabbos have to use the term of meshvei seichem? In addition, let's keep in mind that although Rashi states that the lashon of meshvei seichem b'negei Shabbos is in the pasuk of Lisubaru Eish b'chol meshvei seichem, which is stated in Pasuk Vayakel, in the Balan Taisus on Amud, Taisus asks two questions in Rashi, and one of them is based on the Gemara later, which will say that b'negei Shabbos we're also talking about Ma'idim, and therefore Taisus says that the pasuk we're referring to is the pasuk in Pasuk Emma that states Sheish Yom Te'asu Malacha Uviyay Meshvi Shabbos Shabbosu Mikro Kodesh Kol Malacha Leisasu Shabbos Hil Hashem V'chol Meshvei Seichem. The Gemara now continues with its Raya, and to remind ourselves, the Gemara's question was as to the Shita Rabbi Lezer that we find in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Lezer Oimer Afa Chodesh, is he coming to be Machma on what the Tanakhama stated, or is he coming to be Mekel? And the Gemara now states Min Omar Baya Man Tana De Polgla De Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shmuel, by the fact that Abaya stated that the Tanakhama of Mishnah, who is Chodesh Rabbi Lezer, is the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, Shma Minah Rabbi Lezer L'Chumra Polg Shma Minah. So since we know that Rabbi Shmuel held that b'negei chadash, that it's noyig only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz, as he learned the Lashon Meishvei Sechem is coming to teach you that even when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the din of chadash is not going to be applicable until after kibush v'chiluk. Since we see that Tanna Kama Mishnah, who is Rabbi Shmuel, holds that the only time that there's an exception to the rule that mitzvah satluyus ba'aretz only noyig in Eretz Yisrael is by Ola and Klayim, but the issa of chadash is going to only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. Therefore, when Rabbi Lezer comes to argue the Tanna Kama, he says afa chadash, he must be coming to add on to the Tanna Kama and to be machmer and saying that not only is Ola and Klayim going to be noyig in Chutz Laaretz, even the issa of chadash, which is also a mitzvah satluyus ba'aretz, not only going to be noyig in Eretz Yisrael, but it's going to be noyig in Chutz Laaretz as well. And the Gemara states shema mino, it's a good raya. The Gemara now continues and discusses the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that we just had in the Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel stated that any time that it says in the Torah, Lashem Meshvei Sechem, it's coming to teach you that the only time that this mitzvah is applicable is only after Kibush V'Chibuk. The Gemara therefore asks, Mechted, let us see, Rabbi Shmuel Ahirakoy Anasachim, that Rabbi Shmuel's whole raya is from the din of Niske Yayin. The Gemara therefore asks, B'Nasachim, and we continue on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, Biu Moshek Subu, the Torah states in Pasha Shlach, Dabo Bnei Yisrael V'Mata Oleim, Ki Savoy Wal Eretz Meshvei Sechem, Asha Ani Noisil Lechem. Since the Torah states B'Negei Niske Yayin, Tu L'Shoynis, as he used Lashon Bia as well as Moshev, so Rabbi Shmuel's raya should only be that if the Torah states Lashon Bia and it also says Lashon Moshev, then it must be that the only time that this mitzvah is applicable is once it's Kibush V'Chiluk. But L'Chair, if the Torah only states Moshev, how do you know that Torah means to say that it had to have Kibush V'Chiluk? Maybe the mitzvah will also be Noig even when it wasn't Kibush V'Chiluk. And as Rashi states, V'Hechi Yal from the name Moshev B'Loi Bia, how do we learn from there that if the Torah states Moshev without saying Lashon Bia, that the mitzvah will only be Noig after Kibush V'Chiluk and only in Eretz Yisrael? Dilma Haidim Mefarash Be Bias Eretz Hu D'Loi Boi L'Meim B'Kol Mochim Sh'atim Yeshvim. Then maybe the Torah only stated this klal when it said when you come to Eretz Yisrael and then once you have Kibush V'Chiluk, then the mitzvah applies, and that's why it uses both of those terms. However, if the Torah only stated Moshev without Bia, so maybe the Torah is telling you that this mitzvah should be Noig B'Chol Meshvei Sechem anywhere that you dwell and even in Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara responds, Ein Chanami Hachi Kama. This is what Rabbi Shmuel meant to say. L'lamit She'Kol Mochim Sh'nama Bia Moshev Ein Alach Yerushim Yeshiva to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel only meant that once you have both of these words and it states Bia and Moshev, then we learn out that the only time this mitzvah is Noig is in Eretz Yisrael and only once is Kibush and Chiluk. And Rabbi Shmuel is actually teaching us that B'negei Chodesh, which is a mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, it would only be Noig once it was Kibush and Chiluk, as the Torah states B'negei Chodesh, the Lashon Bias Ba'aretz, and also states the Lashon Meshavais. However, in Chanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if the Torah would only state the Lashon Meshav, we would not necessarily be able to learn that this mitzvah is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael and only Noig after Kibush V'Chiluk. Gemara now asks, if this is true, that the only time Rabbi Shmuel said that this is klal is applicable is only when the Torah states Bia Meshav, but if the Torah only stated Meshav, then it could be that this mitzvah is Noig in Chutz Laaretz as well. The Gemara asks, that L'Chaira doesn't make sense, as Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva stayed in the Braisa and he asked on Rabbi Shmuel, Hare Shabbos Shana Rabbi Meshavais, that by Shabbos it says Elosh Meshavais, and we know that Shabbos is Noig both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. But Amar Lei and Rabbi Shmuel responded back to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos Kavachaymi, that even though B'negei Shabbos it states Meshavais, but the Maisa we learn out from Kavachaymi that Shabbos is Noig in Chutz Laaretz as well. And the Gemara asked, Nei Malei, Anabiyo Meshav Kamina, that Rabbi Shmuel should have responded very simply to Rabbi Akiva, that how can you ask me from Shabbos where it only states Meshavais and doesn't say Lashon Bia, as since it says only Meshavais, therefore I also agree that it's going to be Noig in Chutz Laaretz, as the only time I said this klal is only when it states Lashon Bia and it says Lashon Meshav. And the Gemara answers, Chodav Oikam Lei, Ein Chanami, this is actually Rabbi Shmuel's response to Rabbi Akiva, that Chodav number one, that Anabiyo Meshav Kamina, that the only time that I said this klal is only when the Torah states Bia Meshav, and then that mitzvah will only be Noig in Eretz Yisrael and only after Kibush V'Chiluk, and also that UES, that Lemaisa says Meshavis, B'negei Shabbos, Shabbos Kavachoymi, that even if I would agree with you that the word Meshavis means only in Eretz Yisrael, however, there's a Kavachoymi B'negei Shabbos, that since Shabbos is so Chomer, therefore certainly it's going to be applicable both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. And the Gemara asks, B'maika Mifkli, what is the basis for the Machlaikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? And the Gemara explained, B'kiv Nesach B'midbuka Mifkli, that the Machlaikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is if Klai Yisrael brought Niske Yayin in the Midbar on Kabbanis Yachid that were brought on Bamagdela, Rabbi Shmuel Sava Lekivin Nesachim Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel held that while Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, there wasn't a chiyuv to bring Niske Yayin together with Kabbanis Yachid. The Torah states Lashon Bia and the Lashon Meshav to tell us that the only time there's a chiyuv of Niske Yayin by a Karban Yachid is only after Kibush V'Chiluk. However, Rabbi Akiva Sava Kivin Nesachim Midbar. Rabbi Akiva held that once there was a chiyuv to bring Niske Yayin b'negei Kabbanis Yibar, there was also a chiyuv to bring Niske Yayin for Kabbanis yachid that were brought on a bama tziba. And the only reason why the Torah says it's a lashon and bia is in order to tell us that once you come to Eretz Yisrael and there's a heta of bama yachid, then there'll be a chiyuv to bring niske yayin on kabbanis yachid that are brought on a bama yachid as well. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds that when the Torah states ben gei niske yayin the lashon meishvei sechem, it can't be coming to tell us that niske yayin is only applicable after kibush v'chiluk, as we know that niske yayin was applicable even prior to kibush v'chiluk. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva learns when the Torah states lashon meishvei sechem, it's coming to teach you that this mitzvah is going to be noig in any place you are, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a bamas tzibur or a bamas yachid. And the Gemara now continues that we just saw from Rabbi Shmuel that when the Torah says a lashon bia and it also says a lashon moishav, then we know that this mitzvah will only be noig in Eretz Yisrael and only after kibush v'chiluk. However, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Hai tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, ma'apik be'idich tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel." We'll now show you a brisa where we have a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that is actually different than this tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel that we just had. We learned that the only time that the mitzvah is taller in kibush v'chiluk is only when the Torah said two lashonis and it said a lashon bia and moishav. And we will see in the following brisa that even if the Torah only mentioned lashon bia and did not mention lashon moishav, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that this mitzvah will only be noig after kibush v'chiluk. And Abaye continues the tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel because we learned in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel hoyu v'nemar bias b'teres tam, that since there are many times in the Torah where the Torah states the lashon bia as it says kisavay kisavayu and upar l'cha akasav be'echeman la'achi yushiv yeshiva, and then there is one time in the Torah which the Gemara is referring to Pasha Shaitim, where the Torah speaks about the Pasha Melech, and the Torah states specifically kisavay l'aretz asher Hashem alkecha neisalach v'yirishto v'yishavtaba v'mata simulai melech kechol agayim asher svi v'yisai. Since we see in one place that when the Torah says kisavay l'aretz, it's referring to after kibush v'chiluk, if it was Zok Rabbi Shmuel avkol achi yushiv yeshiva, any time that it says the lashon kisavay, and even if it doesn't say the lashon moishav, we will learn out that the only time that this mitzvah will be negeya is only after kibush v'chiluk. And the Gemara continues v'idach, and what does the other tanya Rabbi Shmuel hold? If l'chayr we have a very good raya from the Pasha Melech that when the Torah states kisavay, it refers to after kibush v'chiluk, and the Gemara states mishum to have the melech bikurim shteksu amban kechad v'chol shteksu amban kechad ein malabnim. And since we find the same idea at the beginning of Pasha Kisavai by the Pasha Bikurim that the Torah states v'hoi kisavai l'aretz asher Hashem l'kecha neisel chonachla v'yirishto v'yishavtaba, if the Torah felt that we want to learn this din that any time it states kisavai that we will know that it's after kibush v'chiluk, then we only have to say it in one place, and by the fact that Torah states it in two places, it must be the Torah is telling us that it's dafka in these two places that the lashon kisavai means after kibush v'chiluk, but in other places even if the Torah states kisavai, it doesn't necessarily mean that this mitzvah is only going to be the geya after kibush v'chiluk. And therefore, the first Rabbi Shmuel that we had held that the only time that we say that a mitzvah is only negeya after kibush v'chiluk is if the Torah states both the words bia and also says the lashon moishav. The Gemara continues v'idach, and the second tanya Rabbi Shmuel that learned even when the Torah states the lashon bia, it means after kibush v'chiluk l'chayr d'shneksu mon kachad and emelamdin, and zok Rabbi Shmuel that srichi that we actually need both limudim, and we needed to teach you this din b'degei melech and bikurim that when the Torah states the lashon bia, the mitzvah is only applicable after kibush v'chiluk. The ikas rachman of melech, if the Torah would only state this din b'negei melech like kasa bikurim, and it wouldn't state the din b'negei bikurim have a mina bikurim de kamasani, so then we would think that since a person has anah from the pirus that he brought by bikurim and he has anah from the rest of the bikurim that he keeps, even if the Torah would say the lashon kisavai, that would not be enough, as we would still think that the mitzvah of bikurim and the mitzvah of karas atarib has to be done right away, and immediately when you come into Eretz Yisrael you have to stop bringing bikurim because of bikurim. And if the Torah would state b'negei bikurim that it's only applicable after kibush v'chiluk, v'loik kasa melech, and the Torah did not mention the word kibush v'chiluk, but gei melech, havamina melech d'daka l'chabish l'alto, so that we would think the Torah is telling us that because the standard is for a melech to go to war, therefore we have to appoint a melech immediately when coming into Eretz Yisrael, as l'maisa, we need a melech to lead the war and to be our leader. Therefore, by the fact that the Torah states the loshin kisavai b'negei melech bikurim, and it also says the loshin of Yerusha v'yeshiva, both b'negei melech bikurim, it's not considered shnei kesuvim b'negei melech. Therefore, the second sheet of Rabbi Shmuel held that once the Torah stated the lashon kisavai and it taught us that the only time that these mitzvahs are negeya after kibush v'chiluk, therefore any time the Torah states the lashon kisavai, even if it doesn't say Yerusha v'yeshiva, it would only be negeya after kibush v'chiluk. And the Gemara explains v'idach, and the first time Rabbi Shmuel holds nichtrach ban melech v'loy baya bikurim, that it is considered shnei kesuvim b'negei melech, as the Torah could have stated the pasha melech and didn't have to state the din b'negei bikurim, v'anoamina, we would understand umam melech if the Torah taught us b'negei melech that even though we need a melech in order to go to war, and still the Torah said that we only will set up a melech after Yerusha v'yeshiva, so bikurim like kolshkein, certainly if the Torah would only only state the Lashki Savi by Bikurim, then certainly the din would be that it would be La'acha Kibush V'chiluk, since the Torah did not rely on the Lashki Savi, and it had to state and it had to state that only it was applicable after Kibush V'chiluk, therefore it's considered Shtek Suva Mogechad Ve'im Malamdin. And I didn't taste the deal of Maskel Bikurim like Koshkein, that Leslie Hashtag Svard L'El, that Bikurim Misanya La'alto, that at this point of the Gemara does not hold the Svard that we mentioned beforehand, that Binagea Bikurim, that since a person has a Noah, and therefore it is a Chiyav Avakar Zatayiv, so then there would be a Havmino, that the Chiyav would start immediately when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you would not have to wait until Kibush V'chiluk, Ayin and Taisus. And the Gemara ends off for Idoch and the second Tandre of Bishmal that learned that it's not considered Shteksum Mekachod, so Lachari, why did the Pasuk have to say Binagea Bikurim, that it's only going to be relevant after Kibush V'chiluk? And the Gemara explains that Ikasavachi, as if the Torah would only say Kisavo Wel Aretz, Havimina Midavachala, then one may have thought that we would compare the Din of Bikurim to the Din of Chala. Since in Pasha Shlach Binagei to Pasha of Chala, the Torah doesn't state Kisavoyu, but the Torah states V'mata Aleim B'vayachem Al Aretz. Certainly all agree that the Chiyuv of Chala began immediately when they got into Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi brings from the Sefri, Meshuna B'yazu Mikol B'yashav B'terish Shenem Ben Kivayachal Kisavoyu V'kan Nem B'vayachem Mikim Shabo Nischaibu. And it's coming to tell you that the moment that you get into Eretz Yisrael, you chayiv in Chala, and you don't have to wait until Kibush V'chiluk. And we would think that Bikurim is similar to Chala, as both are thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bounty they gave us, and therefore to be a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately, and you would have to wait to Kibush V'chiluk. Therefore, even B'negei Bikurim, the Torah had to state Ki Savoy Wal Aretz, and had to say V'yirishta V'yishavta Ba, in order to teach us that Bikurim is also only noig after Kibush V'chiluk, and therefore we don't look at this as Shteksu and Bank Echad. The second Brisa Rabbi Shmuel holds that we could learn to any other time that it says the Lashon Ki Savoy or the Lashon Abia, that even if it doesn't say the Lashon of Meshav, we could still learn that the mitzvah is only noig after Kibush V'chiluk. And the Gemara now continues, V'hasha da amr t'chavis ha'guf nehagis b'im b'aretz yisrael b'im b'chutz la'aretz. Once we've learned that anything which is not a mitzvah t'lui b'aretz and a t'chavis ha'guf, that is noig in Eretz Yisrael as well as in chutz la'aretz, Moshav d'katsu rechmona gabi Shabbos lamali. Although we had two different ways to understand the Lashon Meshvei Seichem beforehand, as either it means in any place that you are, and it doesn't make a difference if you're in chutz la'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael, or the Lashon Meshvei Seichem means only after Kibush V'chiluk, certainly Shabbos is noig both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz, and it's definitely going to be noig prior to Kibush V'chiluk. And why the Torah state the Lashon Meshvei Seichem b'negei Shabbos? The Gemara answers Istrich that we need the Lashon Meshvei Seichem b'negei Shabbos because Sakat Chamina you may have Habmina Hol Binyan the Moedas Ksiva. Since one of the places where Shabbos is written is in Pashas Emor, which is right next to the Moedas, to buy Kiddush Bezdin Ki Moedas, that there would be a requirement that Bezdin has to be Mekadosh every single week, just like Bezdin has to be Mekadosh to Chadashim. One may have thought that every single Sunday Bezdin would have to get together and be Mekadosh Sunday and say this is the first day of the week, and in 6 days will be Shabbos. Rashi is in Vloinog Kiddush El Yehuda, and the only way to be Mekadosh the week would only be in Yehuda, just like we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin called Risha Shat Derish Yehu B'Shichtei Shel Makim. Mash 1, that's why the Torah states B'negei Shabbos Meshvei Seichem, to teach that Shabbos is in all dwellings and it's irrelevant where the Bezdin is, and you don't need Bezdin in Yehuda to go and make it Shabbos. And therefore we see that there is no requirement to be Mekadosh every week, and the only requirement of Kiddush Bezdin is only B'negei the months, but the Kiddush Shabbos was set in motion by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Ma'aseh Bereishis, as the Pasuk states Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadei Shoisai. And the Gemara continues Moshev the Kasra Rachmana Gabichel V'dam Lomeli. Since the Issa of Dam and Chelev is not a mitzvah Tulius Ba'aretz and it's a mitzvah Shebegufai, so L'chir, why does the Torah state the Loshin Moshevei Seichem, as the Torah states in the last Pasuk in Paragimel in Pashas Vayikra Chukas Ilum Deir Seichem B'chol Moshevei Seichem Kol Chelev B'chol Dam Le'Seichelu. The Gemara answers Istrich that we do need the word Moshevei Seichem because Sachat Et Chamin Ohel B'nyan V'Kabonik Tziri, since the Issa of Chelev and Dam is stated in the Parag that speaks about Kamanes B'zmad Ikka Kabin Nissa Chelev V'dam, then maybe we think that the only time the Issa of Chelev and Dam is applicable is only when we can bring Kabanes B'zman D'lek HaKarban Lai, but at a time when we can't bring Kabanes, for example when we're in Golis, then there would not be an Issa of Chelev V'dam Kamash B'lon, and therefore the Torah states B'chol Moshevei Seichem, in order to teach us that the Issa of Chelev and Dam is applicable in all times and in all places. And the Gemara continues and asks that L'chari, the word Moshevei Seichem either means that this mitzvah is applicable in all places and not only in Eretz Yisrael but even in Chutz La'aretz, or it means that it's only applicable after Kibush V'chiluk. And L'chari, Moshev the Kasra Rachmana Gavi Matzu Mara Lomli. So why would the Torah have to say the Lashon Moshevei Seichem when it speaks about the mitzvah of Matzah, if certainly since the mitzvah of Matzah is a mitzvah Shebegufai and it's not a mitzvah that's Tuli Ba'aretz, so therefore certainly it's going to be Noig in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz, and certainly it'll be Noig even prior to Kibush Chiddush v'chiluk. And even though our Gemara mentions the mitzvah mara, however, the Torah only states b'chol mishveisechem teichlu matzais, and it's not speaking about mara in that pasuk. And most Rishonim take out the word mara, and some explain that the word mara is included only because whenever we speak about matzah, we always throw in the word mara. And the Gemara answers istrich that we do need the word mishveisechem as sachad et chamina, that we would have a havmina hoil v'ksiv al matzah b'ray meichlu, that since for the gate of Karim Pesach, the Torah states in Pashat Ba'al Leischa that the Karim Pesach is eaten together with matzah and mara, one may think bizman deka pesach in bizman deka pesach loy, that the only obligation to eat matzah is only at a time when you eat a Karim Pesach. However, when there is no Karim Pesach, for example in Golus, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, then there would not be a chiyuv to eat matzah either kamash blon, and therefore the Torah states b'chol mishveisechem, in order to teach us that the mitzvah of matzah is applicable in all our dwellings and in all periods of time, and even when the Karim Pesach is not brought. However, keep in mind that in a chenami, that the mitzvah of mara is only applicable bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim, and only when we eat the Karim Pesach, as we actually learned that in from the fact that the Torah states al matzah mara meichlu, that the Karim Pesach has to come together with matzah as well as together with mara. However, matzah has its own limud and its own makar, that the chiyuv of matzah is even at a time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as the Torah states b'chol mishveisechem. And finally, the Gemara states, be it the kasvah rachmona gabi tefillin petach hamal lamali, why does the Torah state the lashon v'hayki yabiyacha when it discussed the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of petach hamar in Pashas Bai? And the Gemara answers, the reason why the Torah states in regard to Petach Hamar and Tefillin is based on the limit of the Yeshiva of Shmuel, the Asei Mitzvah Zu Shabashvila Tikonis Laretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you should do the mitzvah of Tefillin and the mitzvah of Petach Hamar in order for you to have a schus that you should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we will stop over here.